This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there who are celebrating. 888-302-3684 is the number that gets you through with questions related to medicine, exercise, diet, and overall natural health. You can reach us this weekend with your personal inquiry. 888-302-3684. And we got lots of stuff to talk about this weekend. We're going to talk about how flossing may help your prostate. Yes, indeed. And also anti-cancer soup, something that I'm going to have for lunch. 888-302-3684. And before we get to your phone calls, this item, and this story is not new. This is information that was beautifully presented in the book Grain Brain by Dr. David Perlmutter, a bestseller on the health lists. And it has to do with new research that validates what we've been saying for a whole long time. High levels of blood sugar accelerate Alzheimer's disease. This according to new research at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. Previous studies have pointed to diabetes as a possible contributor to Alzheimer's disease, but new research shows precisely how high levels of blood sugar contribute to brain decline. What happens is that elevated levels of blood sugar rapidly increase the amount of rogue toxic proteins, amyloid proteins, which cause literally plaque to form within the brain. And this discovery was made by researchers at Washington University in St. Louis this last year. The research shows that elevated levels of glucose can increase toxic protein amyloid beta, which is implicated in Alzheimer's disease. These sticky plaques destroy the brain, kill off nerves, and cause memory loss and confusion. And so the problem is that there are literally tens of millions of Americans who, if not suffering from full-out diabetes, they suffer from metabolic syndrome. And they say, well, your blood sugar is okay if it's like 97 or 103, no big whoop. But during various parts of the day, high levels of blood sugar might occur, and this might be reflected in a test called the hemoglobin A1C. And that's actually why I think this is a very, very crucial test to ascertain overall health. And I was amused the other day because a patient came to see me, and I said, where's your hemoglobin A1C? And the doctor said, well, we don't have to do one on you because you don't have diabetes. And I said, that's precisely the point. We want an early warning on whether you're moving towards diabetes. Even if you don't have diabetes, for each 0.1 point increase in your hemoglobin A1C, say it goes from 5.7 to 5.8, there's something like a 10% increase in your dementia risk. This according to an article, I think it was in the Journal of the American Medical Association last year. I discussed it with Dr. David Perlmutter during one of our podcasts on intelligent medicine. So check it out. In young mice without amyloid plaques, doubling glucose in the bloodstream increased the protein in the brain by 20%. In older mice who already had the beginnings of the plaques, the amount of amyloid beta rose by 40%, and the researchers conclude there's a large body of evidence linking diabetes to an increased risk of dementia, but we're now just beginning to understand the biological mechanisms that underlie this linkage. 888-302-3684. You don't want to eat a lot of sugar. You don't want to eat a lot of refined carbohydrates. You want to exercise. You want to keep your waistline down because even borderline elevations in blood sugar can damage your brain. All right, let's talk to Danette in New London, Connecticut. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling, Danette.
I have a question about antibiotics.
Yeah.
My husband has a suprapubic tube, and he gets...
So wait. Well, let's back up. What? He has a suprapubic tube.
Yes.
What does that mean? He's got a problem with an obstruction, so that he needs a tube to empty his bladder?
No, he doesn't have an obstruction. He had a stroke, and he has a neurogenic bladder.
Okay, so he can't release his involuntary muscles normally. So in order for to empty his bladder, I mean, literally they put a tube in directly into the bladder to help it empty, and the tube comes out over the top of the pubic ramus, like right. Okay.
Yes. So he's had that for about 3 years. He gets a lot of infections because, you know, it's an open...
Yeah, because he's not emptying normally, yeah.
So he's on all these different antibiotics all the time, and now he's allergic to sulfa drugs. He can't take anything in that family.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know, I had heard about oregano oil, and mm-hmm. I was wondering, you know, is that something he could take constantly? Should he take it a while and then stop and alternate it with something else?
Okay, so let's talk about that, because this is an area of obviously importance, because we are starting to run out of antibiotics that are effective. We've overused antibiotics. We use antibiotics in our livestock, and there are even small amounts in our drinking water. So we're constantly exposed to antibiotics, even if we don't take them voluntarily. But many of us, you know, the average person takes antibiotics 2-3 times a year, virtually from cradle to grave. And as a result, we become non-responsive to the antibiotics. The bugs develop resistance after a while. And this can particularly happen if you have a neurogenic bladder and you have a lot of infections. You use this, you use that, and finally you run out of useful antibiotics. The bacteria that are present in the bladder become resistant. And this is not just in your husband's case, but, you know, for people who have chronic sinusitis or any kind of chronic infection, this can become a problem. So, you know, what are some of the alternatives? Well, for bladder problems, I recommend D-mannose. D-mannose actually, it doesn't act as an antibiotic. It actually helps to prevent the adhesion of bacteria to the bladder wall. See, you need two things to create a bladder infection. One, you need the presence of the bacteria, but if they just harmlessly pass through the bladder and don't stick to the wall of the bladder, then you don't get an infection. But there's a mechanism by which the bacteria, they have little feet called pili. With the pili are tiny microscopic feet that adhere to the walls of the bladder. And D-mannose is a type of sugar. It's a non-caloric sugar, but it acts as kind of a Teflon coating for the bladder wall, preventing the adhesion of bacteria. So we use it for people of chronic infections, patients with MS, you know, they can't empty their bladders properly, you know, various conditions, or just people who get chronic infections. Sometimes older women, they're more prone to infections because of whatever, drop bladder, you're just lowered immunity in that area. This has been remarkable for some patients who have chronic infections. So you take a teaspoon 3 times daily in water. It's not unpleasant tasting. It's rather sweet, but it actually coats the bladder and helps to prevent the infection. So that might be worth trying. Oregano, a natural antibiotic. It can circulate in the bloodstream. It may accumulate, you know, everything that is in the bloodstream that you digest ends up going out via the bladder. You know, they say that one argument against taking vitamins is you're just making expensive urine. Well, that's okay, because you might be making expensive urine that has a high concentration of oregano that could suppress the growth of the bacteria. You know, there are other natural things that can be used. Berberine has a natural antibacterial effect. Uva ursi has a natural antibacterial effect. I'll just share with you an interesting article on this subject, which is about Helicobacter pylori. This is a bacteria that's thought to contribute to the risk of ulcers, but also stomach cancer. And often people are given powerful antibiotics to get rid of H. pylori. One antibiotic combination is called PrevPak. It's like three antibiotics together. But people are developing resistance to this. And so some enterprising naturopathic physicians did a study. They looked at 314 patients, and they treated them with a combination of natural agents, the natural agents were mastic gum, the aforementioned oil of oregano, bismuth, which you can get in over-the-counter Pepto-Bismol. See, none of these things are prescription items. And I think that was there was one other. Yeah, there was it was just an herbal fiber, so that's not really an antibiotic. So and a probiotic. So the combination: mastic gum, oil of oregano, Pepto-Bismol, a probiotic, and a fiber were used in this study. And what they found is they had a fairly high level of eradication. 74% of those patients had an eradication of their H. pylori. That's even better than some of these drug combinations. So they say further study of this natural therapy is warranted. And I think it's pretty cool. I think, you know, when you run out of antibiotics with all their harmful effects, they're not even efficacious anymore, we can try natural approaches. So I thank you for bringing that up. I mean, it's a tough kind of problem your husband has because the bladder, you know, it's instrumented. It's not functioning properly. There's a tube in there. That really sets it up for infection. But it's worth trying your natural approach. God bless you for looking at this perspective. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684, and you're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
In 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effects on the body to keep our arteries wide and flexible. And it's the nitrates found in beets that convert to nitric oxide and help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've found that Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes. And you can feel it too. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number. If you've got prostate problems, guys, consider flossing. Flossing has been found to help prostate problems, according to a new study. Now, you know, if this conjures up images of some guy wearing a Speedo flossing with like a, you know, super large piece of floss in their nether parts, put that image aside, because that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about flossing your prostate. We're talking about flossing your teeth to treat prostate inflammation. As far-fetched as it may sound, researchers from Case Western Reserve University School of Dental Medicine have discovered a link between gum disease and prostatitis. They wrote an article in the journal Dentistry entitled "Periodontal Treatment Improves Prostate Symptoms and Lowers PSA in Men with High PSA and Chronic Periodontitis." That's pretty cool. These were younger men. This isn't about enlarged prostate or prostate cancer. This is about a very common aggravating condition that more often afflicts younger men than older men. It's prostatitis. These men were in their 20s, many of them. Each of them had a biopsy that confirmed inflammation of the prostate gland, and they had elevated PSA. And they were also subject to dental evaluation. It was found that many of these men had moderate to severe gum disease, for which they then received treatment. And what happens is their gum disease improved. But the other part was interesting. Men who had the highest levels of inflammation benefited the most from the periodontal treatment. There was a reduction in prostate symptoms, and there was a lowering of PSA. So it makes it, what happens in the mouth doesn't stay in the mouth. It's systemic. We know there's a link, for example, between periodontal disease and heart disease. And now it appears there's a link between inflammation in the mouth and inflammation in that other part of your body that's bothersome, the prostate. So the lead investigator on this study explains that gum disease not only affects the mouth, it's a system-wide condition that can cause inflammation in various parts of the body. And the dental school has previously found a link between gum disease and fetal deaths, or rheumatoid arthritis, which is another inflammatory disease, and of course, heart disease. So this is a profound insight into the causation of systemic health problems. All right, I want to remind you, happy Mother's Day, and you can call us 888-302-3684. This week I posted an article on our newsletter. By the way, you can subscribe via drhoffman.com. The tide is turning. 5 health victories we've already won. And in fact, Panera Bread Company has joined this movement. Well, they're responding to consumer demand. They wouldn't do it otherwise, but it's you out there, the public. You're voting with your consumer dollars. They've committed themselves to removing at least 150 artificial sweeteners, colors, flavors, and preservatives from their menu by the end of next year. They've already taken antibiotics out of chicken products. It's a good start. I mean, clearly, there's still some problems. There's still some unsavory ingredients. There's too much sugar. There's too much refined carbohydrates. But at least they're making the effort. And I think that we're on the cusp of a massive consumer victory. And I talk about it in an article this week in our newsletter, The Tide is Turning, 5 Health Victories We've Already Won. Check it out, because your voice is being heard. So we got to keep telling manufacturers and food producers about our preferences. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. And in the news this week, the tragic death of 47-year-old David Goldberg, who is a big Silicon Valley executive. He is head of a very, very successful startup called SurveyMonkey. Those of you who've taken online surveys or filled out forms on the internet, you may have participated in SurveyMonkey. Well, he's the head of that. It's an online survey company valued at a cool $2 billion. He also keeps the company of, actually, he's the husband of Facebook executive Sheryl Sandberg. So these are Silicon Valley aristocrats. Well, he, mysteriously, while vacationing with his family in Mexico, he went to the gym at this exclusive resort, and he didn't come back. And when somebody went to investigate, they found him lying in a pool of blood next to the treadmill. And at first it was like, oh my God, what happened to this guy? You know, he got on the treadmill, did he slip and fall? Was it like a Harry Reid type accident due to the exercise equipment? You know, sometimes you get treadmills going pretty fast and you take a misstep and you fall flat on your face. But the amount of blood and the destruction to his head due to a fall suggested that something else might have been the culprit. You know, I've actually participated in CPR events. We call them in the hospital CODES, Code Blues, where I've run to the assistance of patients who have had drop attacks. They've had either strokes or fatal cardiac arrhythmias, which have caused them to fall to the floor like a, basically without any kind of control, like a sack of potatoes. This is, may have been the event that ultimately killed Dr. Robert Atkins, because he slipped on some ice, but did he slip on the ice and then kill himself, or did he have a fatal cardiac arrhythmia? We know that he was prone to cardiac arrhythmias, and then he was literally out of control because of a fatal heart arrhythmia when he hit the ground without any restraint whatsoever. It appears that this may be the case with David Goldberg. He's 47 years old, no known predisposition to heart arrhythmias, but autopsy results suggest that Goldberg had had a dangerous heart arrhythmia, which possibly caused him to pass out and fall down on the treadmill and sustain fatal head injuries, which either contributed to his death, or maybe the arrhythmia was the proximate cause of his death, because arrhythmias, without even falling and smashing your head, can be terminal events. So, you know, this just points out, you know, you're about to undertake an exercise program. This even happens to college athletes. College athletes who perform at high levels sometimes drop dead on the basketball court. This argues for appropriate cardio screening if you're beginning to undertake an exercise program. But who knows? You know, he may well have been an inveterate exerciser, and he was just his unlucky day to develop a cardiac arrhythmia. And now at the premature age of 47, David Goldberg is dead. 888-302-3684. And let's see if we have any callers. No callers yet. All right, let's move on to this story. This is an amazing story because it comes to us out of Africa, which is a cauldron for all kinds of terrible diseases, malaria and AIDS. It's like a geographic petri dish for cultivating challenging diseases that literally come out of the jungle. And Ebola is the latest threat. And the good news on Ebola is that Ebola appears to have burned out in its country of origin, Liberia. Liberia was in dire straits last year. But this year, Ebola appears to have burned out. But a new phenomenon is occurring. A Liberian woman contracted Ebola, but it was a mystery. Doctors were perplexed by her case because she hadn't been to a funeral or had any other contact with current patients. But the woman did have unprotected intercourse a few weeks earlier with a 45-year-old Ebola survivor who had been free of the disease for months. The man had developed the disease in September, that's months ago, and he survived. He was discharged from a treatment center early October. And then he had sex with this woman. And it turns out that analysis of the man's semen found genetic material from the Ebola virus. And these tests were performed not just right after he had Ebola. He had recovered. The tests were performed about 6 months after he first developed symptoms, suggesting that the virus may remain in the semen much longer than previously known. And so now what they're saying is that if you've had Ebola, you need to have safe sex until further notice. The CDC now advises people to avoid contact with semen from male survivors. Men who survive Ebola should use condoms if they have sex and take care when disposing of the condoms because they may be, even though they're well, they may be shedding virus through their semen. So, very scary prospect that there may be some lingering vestiges of Ebola in the bodily fluids of patients who appear to be recovered from Ebola. Here's an item that should be encouraging to those of you who like cruciferous vegetables. Headline, plant-derived compound targets cancer stem cells. I'm going to have my anti-cancer soup for lunch after this broadcast because I made a great soup the other day. It's made from, I sauteed some carrots and some celery and some leeks. And then I added some cauliflower that I had baked along with a couple of red potatoes that I'd baked and put in some almond milk and made a dairy-free creamy soup that I then blenderized with an immersion blender. And it's this great creamy soup, and it's got a whole head of cauliflower in it. Cauliflower, a cruciferous vegetable. So I call it my anti-cancer soup. I'm going to have some after. It's delicious. According to the story, this is from South Dakota State University. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, and perhaps serving of broccoli or watercress can help keep cancer at bay. Did you know the watercress is part of the cruciferous vegetable family? We know cauliflower, cabbage, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts are cruciferous, but watercress, a little less well known. These foods contain something called phenethyl isothiocyanate. And what's interesting is that when incubated with cancer cells, 75% of the cancer cells are eradicated within just 24 hours. Now, what's of particular interest here is that these are what are called cancer stem cells. One of the dilemmas in cancer is that often you can treat cancer with chemotherapy, and the cancer recedes or goes away, only to come back with a vengeance, and then it becomes much harder to treat. The reason is that stem cells have characteristics that shield them from chemotherapy. So this is the dilemma. We're able to treat a lot of cancer. A lot of cancer is treatable, but not curable, and we may be simply delaying the inevitable with conventional cancer treatments. This particular treatment targets cancer stem cells, which are responsible for cancer recurrence and spread. And so this is very cool. They may be able to isolate this stuff and offer it in pills. Currently, we have a supplement that is a concentrate of these isothiocyanates. It's called Broccomax, and it's based on research at Johns Hopkins University on sulforaphane glucosinolate, which is a very specific fraction extracted from cruciferous vegetables. Isothiocyanates are found in large amounts in cruciferous vegetables. And the good news here is that the concentration of this isothiocyanate used in the research May be achieved through diets rich in certain types of cruciferous vegetables, particularly watercress. So, pending the development of a designer drug targeting cancer, incorporating this ingredient, phenethyl isothiocyanate, eat lots of cruciferous vegetables, because cancer, you know, whether or not you have cancer, had cancer, cancer events are occurring in your body. And your immune system is constantly tracking down and eradicating these little cancer brush fires that may occur in your breasts if you're a woman, in your prostate if you're a man, in your colon, in your lungs. These cancer events, if allowed to proliferate uncontrolled, can result in diagnosable cancer and metastatic disease. And one way to keep it at bay, cruciferous vegetables. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide proper intestinal balance, which goes way beyond optimizing digestion. It has a profound impact on virtually every system of the body. I'm an early adopter of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. I personally take them every day, and I've been recommending them to my patients for over 10 years. I've long extolled the benefits of probiotics. A frequent focus of my health programs and wellness articles is the importance of the gut to overall health. I believe in Dr. O'Hara's because they combine a wide spectrum of beneficial bacteria with prebiotics that help the good bacteria establish a foothold in your GI tract. They're easy to take, well-tolerated, and convenient. They don't need refrigeration. Dr. O'Hara takes the centuries-long Japanese tradition of creating expert probiotic foods to the next level. They're the next generation of probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to Cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. The presidential campaign is on. There's so far one Democratic candidate announced, and there's a whole slew of Republican candidates announced, including Jeb Bush, a familiar name but a new face. And he's a guy who, unlike his dad and his brother, he may have taken after his mom because he is a little on the chubby side, but he's doing something about it. He has publicly disclosed that he is undertaking a paleo diet to lose weight. And in fact, he looks more svelte. He's adopted a weight loss program that's melting away pounds at a staggering rate, but it presents a problem on the campaign trail because he's, you know, hither and thither, and he wants to seem like a regular guy, and they offer him blueberry pie and pizza and big, he goes to IHOP events and they offer him a big plate of pancakes, big tall stack, and he's got to kind of politely push it away. He wants to seem like a regular guy, but paleo diet makes it impossible to indulge in the usual rituals on the campaign circuit. So watch Jeb Bush as the latest enlistee on the Paleo Diet Express. All right, this item has to do with Tylenol. and acetaminophen. You know, people consume a lot of acetaminophen, not just as Tylenol. That's the brand name for the over-the-counter pain reliever. But there's literally hundreds of products that incorporate Tylenol in them. Check this out. Each week, 52 million Americans use the pain reliever. And there's some concerns. You know, less in the way of gastrointestinal problems, less in the way of stomach ulcerations, less in the way of cardiac risk, because we now know that Advil and its ilk, nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes. But acetaminophen has its problems, not the least of which is liver problems, liver toxicity. Even relatively small amounts of acetaminophen, especially if you're not eating, you've consumed a lot of alcohol, can damage your liver and even irrevocably damage it, so that you could be on your way to liver failure and the need for liver transplant. It actually happens surprisingly often. But there are a couple of new studies that cast some aspersions on this widespread acetaminophen use. This one, it's a psychological study. It turns out that acetaminophen blunts pain, but it also blunts emotion. And the authors of this ingenious study, it was published this week in Psychological Science, their research led them to the conclusion that it blunts pain, but it also blunts joy. It narrows the range of feelings experienced. They did a study looking at 82 college students, and they showed them images on a screen. They projected images on a screen that were likely to evoke emotions, such as children with kittens, positive emotions, but also unpleasant images, children who were malnourished. And they pre-dosed half of them with Tylenol. And what they found is that those who took the Tylenol rated all the photos less extremely than those who took the placebo. So, you know, the 23% of American adults, that's 52 million people who rely on acetaminophen for treating daily aches and pains, they may be walking around with blunted emotions. So here's another study. Headline, acetaminophen might not be as safe as you think. And we're not just talking liver failure. We're talking the risk of death. They looked at 8 studies comprising 664,000 adults. And then they correlated the adverse event rates and deaths with Tylenol consumption. And what they found was that the risk of death was elevated among acetaminophen users. And it was dose response. The more you used, the more likely you were to die. And the causes of death included heart attack, strokes, and gastrointestinal bleeds, kidney events. So that's a concern. The results suggest that acetaminophen might not be as safe as we've generally assumed. Of course, there could be some confounding of this, because people who are sick and ill and achy, they may be more at risk for chronic or serious illness and at risk for death anyway. And so the taking of Tylenol might be the cause. It might just be a marker for their ill health. Nonetheless, the researchers suggest that Tylenol may not be as safe as we thought based on this new study. And this item, it comes from blogger Chris Kresser, which answers a question a lot of people have, which is microwaving your food bad? According to Chris Kresser, microwaving your food may not be as harmful as some health enthusiasts would lead you to believe. This is one of these dogmas. Microwaving your food denatures it. The microwaves leak harmful radiation. And according to Chris Kresser, he actually, we've talked about this before here on this program, but he summarizes the research. Most published research concludes that low-level microwave exposure doesn't present a significant risk to human health. And it's, the microwave radiation, it's mostly inside the microwave, and it's less likely to hit your body, particularly if you don't stand like for hours on end peering into your microwave, or, you know, if you're pregnant, standing with your belly adjacent to the microwave. All you have to do is step away from it while your food is heating, and you can avoid some of the risk. But do microwaves render the proteins within food toxic? One oft-cited claim is that microwaves can denature proteins, making them toxic to the human body. Well, look, that's what cooking does. Cooking, in general, boiling denatures. Any kind of heating process breaks down the protein. So how can you say that microwaving is qualitatively different from any other form of cooking that breaks proteins down? And breaking proteins down may be beneficial, rendering the nutrients in food more accessible. Do microwaves destroy nutrients? Studies show that that's generally not the case. And if to some extent the nutrients are destroyed, the foods are rendered more palatable, so you can consume more, and you don't have to masticate the food as much as you do raw foods, which, you know, have lots of raw nutrients, but they're sometimes hard to chew and digest. So microwaves, the concerns, I think, are exaggerated. They can be safely used to rewarm food. They don't taste as good. I like to use regular forms of cooking, but microwaving to reheat things, no big whoop.